Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly encourages free nutritious meal program to realize Golden Indonesia 2045. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs says five Indonesian crew members survived the sinking of Japanese fishing boat. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno, encouraged the implementation of free nutritious meal program to realize the Golden Indonesia 2045. According to Edi, the program will directly increase superior human resources towards 100 years of Indonesia. Edi Suparno, in his written statement in Jakarta on Monday, conveyed excellent Indonesian human resources must be started with nutritious food from an early age. He called this a major breakthrough of Indonesian leaders who are oriented towards the younger generation. Edi Suparno hopes all parties can participate in monitoring the implementation of the free nutritious meal program in various regions. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs ensures five Indonesian citizens who are reportedly the crew of a fishing boat that sank in Japanese waters on Monday are safe. According to Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Aid of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo immediately coordinated with local authorities, including the Japanese Coast Guard Service, to monitor the progress of search operations and the condition of Indonesian citizens on the ill-fated ship. Yuda Nugraha, in a written statement as quoted by Antara News Agency on Tuesday, also confirmed the two crew members reported dead and three others who are still missing are all local residents. As reported by the Japan Times, the Ohama Maru 8 fishing boat capsized 31 kilometers east of the coast of Kashima Port, Ibaraki Prefecture, central Japan, causing two people to die and three others to disappear. Head of the Presidential Communication Office, Hasan Nasbi, revealed the government's target is to produce 5,000 heads of nutrition fulfillment service units to lead the management and operation of free nutritious meal public kitchens in mid-2025. Hasan Nasbi, in his statement on Monday night, pointed out National Nutrition Agency prepared 1,000 nutrition fulfillment service units heads, all of whom have received education and debriefing at the Defense University. According to Hasan Nasbi, the nutrition fulfillment service units heads who manage free nutritious meal kitchens are appointed directly by the National Nutrition Agency. Brazil, as this year's BRICS presidency holder on Monday, announced Indonesia officially becomes a member of the international organization. In its press statement, the Brazilian government welcomed and congratulated Indonesia as the newest member of BRICS. Indonesia officially joined BRICS following an agreement at a summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, in August 2023. BRICS, which was established in 2009 with members Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, now covers 40% of the world's population and 35% of global gross domestic product. Next, we have Indonesian Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers targets to send 425,000 Indonesian migrant workers to work abroad in 2025. Minister of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers Abdul Kadir Karding at the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers in Jakarta on Monday pointed out, with the plan to send 425,000 migrant workers, it is expected to boost the Indonesian economy by 0.52%, with the possibility of achieving foreign exchange up to more than 300 trillion rupiah. Minister Karding conveyed the target after in 2024 his ministry, which was previously the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency, recorded the sending of 297,000 migrant workers abroad, with the impact of foreign exchange earnings of 251 trillion rupiah. Besides, the realization of sending migrant workers in 2024 also helped reduce the unemployment rate by 3.98%. The Indonesian government is set to draft a more detailed and comprehensive regulation on the use and control of artificial intelligence or AI. During a meeting in his office in Jakarta on Monday, Deputy Minister of Indonesian Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria, invited Presidential Special Staff for Creative Economy, Yofi Widianto, to partake in the drafting of such a regulation. According to him, the government may draft either a presidential regulation or a ministerial one as a more detailed provision. The deputy minister also highlighted the planned regulation would complement a circular letter on AI ethics issued by the government in 2023. We end the news with the Indonesian government, which is planning to import wheat for animal feed provision. This was said by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, on Monday. He noted this year's corn production is predicted to be high. Therefore, the government has decided to no longer import corn, including for animal feed purposes. However, during a limited meeting with ministries and agencies, the government devised a plan to import wheat instead of corn in case animal feed needs cannot be met domestically. According to him, farmers' enthusiasm to plant corn is extraordinary, and the government doesn't want that spirit to fade because the government imports commodities that can interfere with corn production. Therefore, wheat will be substituted for corn for animal feed. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary is about quality human resources for Golden Indonesia 2045. Quality human resources are one of the main pillars in the development of a nation. Sustainable and competitive development requires individuals to possess the abilities, skills, and character necessary to face global challenges. Therefore, the development of quality human resources is one of the priority programs of the Prabowo Subianto's administration. It is outlined in Asta Cita, which consists of 8 missions to achieve the vision of Together Indonesia Onward Toward Golden Indonesia 2045. Quality human resources are an important asset in development, as competent and skilled people can create innovations and utilize technology to drive economic growth. These innovations will enhance the nation's competitiveness nationally, regionally, and internationally. Moreover, quality human resources can also improve national productivity, enabling the country's economy to grow rapidly. A nation can reduce dependence of foreign expert or technology by having excellent human resources. This allows the country to be independent in various sectors, including technology, healthcare, and education. By focusing on quality human resources development, a nation can face various global challenges and realize the vision of becoming an advanced nation. Excellent human resources are not only an asset, but also the key to sustainable development. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, we begin today in history with an event on January 7, 1965, when Indonesia left its membership at the United Nations. On this date, Indonesia, under President Sukarno's leadership, officially announced it left its membership at the United Nations during the Anti-Foreign Military Bases General Assembly. This decision was a protest against Malaysia's acceptance as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, as Indonesia was then in confrontation with Malaysia. Indonesia's withdrawal was formalized through a letter from Foreign Minister Dr. Subandrio dated January 20, 1965. However, Indonesia rejoined the United Nations on September 28, 1966. Next, we are moving on to January 7, 1984, when Brunei Darussalam joins ASEAN. Brunei Darussalam became the sixth member of ASEAN following Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and the Philippines. This happened just 1 week after Brunei declared its fully independent. The country's entry into ASEAN coincided with a special ASEAN ministerial meeting held in Jakarta, Indonesia. Finally, January 7, 1989, when Japan's Emperor Hirohito passed away. Emperor Hirohito died at the age of 87 in Fukuyaji, Tokyo, Japan, after suffering from duodenal cancer. He was the longest reigning emperor in Japanese history and played a significant role during World War II. Following his passing, his 55-year-old son, Crown Prince Akihito, ascended the throne as Japan's 125th emperor. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jangan lagi Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today is on government to allocate 45 trillion rupiahs to support migrant workers. Minister of Protection for Indonesian Migrant Workers Abdul Qadir Karding announced that President Prabowo Subianto has committed 45 trillion rupiahs to assist Indonesian migrant workers. This funding aims to cover costs related to deployment, training, and empowerment of migrant workers. Speaking to the media in Jakarta on Monday, January the 6th, Minister Karding explained that during a limited meeting at the Bogor Presidential Palace on January the 3rd, President Prabowo Subianto outlined his support for migrant workers. The funds will be disbursed in three phases over 5 years, with 15 trillion rupiahs allocated for each phase. The minister highlighted that the funds will focus on helping migrant workers with departure course and pre-departure training. The ministry is also reviewing plans to manage the assistance through low-interest loans for prospective workers. According to an Antara report, Minister Karding mentioned plans to establish a public service agency to manage the funds professionally, ensuring that the assistance is effective in supporting migrant workers. The ultimate goal of this initiative is to strengthen protection for migrant workers and boost Indonesia's foreign exchange earnings. The program addresses concerns that around 95% of migrant workers facing problems abroad, including exploitation, excessive fees, and unfair treatment, are those who went overseas through unofficial channels or lack adequate skills. To solve these issues, Minister Karding emphasized the importance of increasing the number of workers who follow proper procedures when seeking employment abroad. Part of the funding will also be used to enhance the skills of migrant workers, especially in language proficiency. That was My Indonesia Today.
Baby, Papa mungkin seminggu tiba. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to explore Riau Province. After a long day exploring the province, it's the perfect time to take a break and enjoy Laksamana Mengamuk Ice. The name of this traditional drink from Riau might sound unfamiliar. According to the legend, the drink's name originates from the time of the Malay Kingdom when a naval commander, or Laksamana, went on a rampage in a Kueni orchard. The commander was furious because his wife had been taken away by the orchard's owner. In his anger, he slashed his sword in all directions, destroying countless Kueni fruits. People in the area then gathered the scattered fruit pieces. Unsure of what to do with them, a woman mixed the pieces of coconut milk and palm sugar, creating a refreshing drink later named Laksamana Mengamuk Ice. Another version of the story claims that in the past, a small amount of chili was added to this sweet drink, causing those who drank it to go wild or mengamuk because of the spiciness. Laksamana Mengamuk Ice is made with chunks of Kueni fruit. It is served with a sauce made of coconut milk and either palm sugar or granulated sugar. The addition of pandan leaves gives the drink of a fragrant and distinctive aroma. To make it even more refreshing, ice cubes are added before serving. Kueni fruit is a type of large, fibrous mango with a sweet taste, soft texture, and fragrant aroma. Listener, Laksamana Mengamuk Ice tastes sweet and refreshing. This drink is often paired with other traditional Malay dishes, such as bacah daging, a savory dish made from beef. Laksamana Mengamuk Ice is typically enjoyed as a dessert during feasts, when breaking fast, or during major celebrations. On regular days, it is commonly sold by street vendors across Riau. If you ever visit Riau, don't miss the chance to try this drink. It's affordable, with prices ranging from 10,000 to 15,000 rupiah, or $1. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Kita happy.
Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who was talking to a hostel owner when a Ngaben parade is passing through in front of the hostel and a temple. The hostel owner explains the meaning of the Ngaben ceremony to Chris. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada Ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. I will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Adalah.
Which means be.
Upacara.
Which means ceremony.
Pembakaran jenazah.
Which means cremation.
Umat Hindu.
Which means Hindus people.
Di Bali.
Which means in Bali.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali.
Ramai sekali.
Which means very crowded.
Pura.
Which means temple.
Ada.
Which means there is.
Acara.
Which means event.
In this conversation, you hear the expression
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. In the expression, there is the word
adalah,
which means be similar to is, am, are, was, were, been. The word
adalah,
which means be marks a definition of meaning of something. Therefore, in the sentence, the word
adalah,
which means be connects to the word ngaben with its definition, namely
upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. Another example. Let's listen to another use of the word
adalah,
which means be to define something.
Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal. Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal.
Which means corpse is a dead man's body.
Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama. Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama.
Which means umat is a follower of a religion. One of Bali's tourist landmark is
Pura,
which means Hindu's temple or simply temple.
Pura
is a worship place for Hindus. You can find a lot of
Pura,
which means temple in Bali with distinct structures and ornaments. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means ngaben is a cremation ceremony. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal.
And I am Konita.
Sampai jumpa.
Thank you. tentang mimpi di awan. Di pantai ku menari, di pantai ku bernyanyi, di pantai ku menari.
Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Lenggang Zapin Palembang, performed by Hoiri Mukhtar. The song was composed by Fir Azwar. It highlights the beauty of Palembang's Malay culture in South Sumatra. With its dynamic Zapin rhythm and meaningful lyrics, this song reflects a deep love for the traditions and local wisdom of the Palembang community. Lenggang Zapin Palembang carries an important message about the importance of preserving cultural heritage for future generations. It is not merely a source of entertainment, but also a medium for introducing Malay culture to the world. Well, listener, here is Lenggang Zapin Palembang by Hoiri Mukhtar. Happy listening.
Mari bernyanyi, mari menari. hati
lenggang-lenggang,
Zepin Palembang. Mari menari, mari berdendang.
Lenggang-lenggang,
Zepin Palembang. Mari gembira berpantun riang.
Tumbuh serumpun si kayu jati, bunganya putih semerbak harum. Semerbak harum, bunga mekar di waktu pagi. Kumbang tak seekor, bunga tak sekuntum, ditinggal pergi mencari lagi. Kumbang tak seekor, bunga tak sekuntum, ditinggal pergi mencari lagi. Zapin Palembang, mari gembira berpantun riang.
Lenggang melenggang,
Zapin Palembang, mari menari, mari berdendang.
Lenggang melenggang,
Zapin Palembang, mari gembira berpantun riang.
Terima kasih. Thank you. Radio Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33255千赫和47555千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
From Indonesia to the world。
听众朋友您好，我们有在 Voice of Indonesia 播送的一个小时的华语节目《向方》。